Okay, so how is the West Coast life?
West Coast, best coast. I'm so sorry. I mean, I love it out here. I think it has a different vibe, for sure. I think there's a lot of ability to get even a different micro vibe, even just within, like, specifically, like, the LA area, which is where a lot of our work is. Yeah. And you get a little sampler platter of different environments and different hubs and just little micro networks. And there's so much space out here, and I think that has a lot to do with it.
That's a good point. Can you expand a little bit more? Like, how do you foster a community here with all of, like, the different points and, like, networking opportunities and people in different aspects of their career? How does that look like?
Yeah. I always try to just think of it as, like, one-on-one, knowing and holding space in my head that, like, this person that I'm talking to represents a huge web of people who are connected to us, who are working on behalf of each other and elevating each other and motivating each other. So I realize that every time I'm talking to one person, I'm actually probably talking to, like, 50. And I try to keep that awareness as we move forward, knowing that, like, if the idea has risen to somebody sitting in front of me, pitching it to me or asking for support, that, like, it took a lot of work to get there, right? As people, we know that as human beings out here, it's hard to even get to the place to say, like, I have this idea and, like, I want to put it in front of you and I trust you not to, you know, jump all over it and stomp on it. And, like, it's all leaning in. And if you're leaning in, I'm leaning in too. Like, what are we doing? Where are we going? Yeah.
You kind of lean on your tribe for that, right? Like, I don't see it as much like me trying to have a foot in all of these different areas. It's more like I can rest and know that, well, I'm connected to these people and I know that these people are really passionate about these topics, and making, you know, that's how I can, like, make sure all of this wide range and this wide spectrum of West Coastness between just all of our different backgrounds and industry and everything. It's like you kind of just end up relating to different community leaders, essentially, that kind of provide that context for you. You need community for community, right? Like, you need your people that help you stay grounded with the larger and broader everything.
I think now, even more than ever, like, you really have to come out here and visit, like, the alumni community to really get a sense of, you know, the community that they want to build, you know? And I think it's a lot about building trust and having empathy. And I've seen the people that don't do that well and are a little bit more competitive not really thrive, because then you're kind of missing out on your network.
1,000%. Nothing will alienate people faster than, like, not everybody wants to sit in this competitive energy all the time. We're going to get it from the noise around the world no matter what we do. Mm-hmm. And I think especially when you're trying to, like, build community, you want a place where your vulnerability is safe and, like, you need a place that recognizes that we're going to grow from each other. And there needs to be the space to do that. And I think that's a lot of what you're speaking to.
Yeah.
There is no possibility to do the fast churn that is Los Angeles and Hollywood and all of that solo. You need a team of people to do stuff. And I think that I'm very grateful for that overlap of need, where it's like, it's part of why community is really strong out here, I think, because the work necessitates that you have a strong team of people around you to be able to get the stuff done that's being asked of you. So that creates this overflow of, like, oh, I need community, not only just for all the reasons we need community as human beings, but also because my work is not possible to get done if I don't have people around me to do it that I trust.
And it's that thing I always hear too. It's like, if you're going to be spending so many hours a day, a week, a month, a year with someone, you want it to be someone that you can at least enjoy being around.
We would hope.
Yeah. You really have to be that person that people want to be around.
I've heard a lot of alums tell the story of, like, knowing how to coexist, knowing how to be the light in a room gets them a lot of gigs, right? There are people, I can think of specifically a few off the top of my head, that, like, they get hired because if they're in the room, people are going to have a good experience. And that is priceless. You cannot just order that to happen, right? That is a gift. That is a skill. And that is something that not everybody has. And so it's valuable.
Yes. One thing that we keep talking about is, like, the importance of community, being accessible, staying grounded. It's clear that, you know, we always are talking to our community. We have our feet in the streets when it comes to the community. So as you're talking to different alums, right, like what are some of the problems alums are facing out here?
Jaquel.
Or like
that's a big question.
Or like how can we support them? Like what does support look like for them?
I think it's what we've been talking about, like allowing them to be able to bring their problems, right? Like where is this on the agenda in any industry? It's not even just the creative spaces, but I do think particularly in creative spaces, right? Like we're creating things where there was nothing. Mm-hmm. And in that, like there are no pathways. So it's almost like every project you're creating the workflows that create the project. Because it changes based on who's involved, how they've done it before, right? There's no, it's not like the infrastructure and freeways exist and you just drive on them. That's not how our work works. And so I think being able to have the like, well, this is how, where I'm at. This is my reality right now. This is how I'm taking this moment. This is how I'm feeling. This is how I received that. And if you can have that back and forth, it flows.
Mm-hmm. Can you say more about what you mean when you use the word flow there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, like this. Like this is a really good example. We know each other. We work together. Mm-hmm. I know I can say anything into this mic and they're not going to talk about me when we leave the room. Like they're like, oh, yep, we invited Donna for that. Like that, you know what's coming. You want what's coming. Even if it's not going to be, yes, I want everything they do. They're dropping every gem. We're just going to listen and follow. It's like whatever you're going to say is going to inspire something in me, and our collaboration is going to bring the thing we both actually really want.
Yeah.
And it just happens without having to figure out how it's going to happen every step of the way. You just move.
I mean, it makes me think about when I moved back to Boston after college, and I'm from Boston. Part of the thing that doesn't give me FOMO about Berkeley is that I recorded in the basements of 150 before anybody in this room. Even though I didn't go to Berkeley, but I went back to Boston, and like I had no friends, even though I was from there.
Yeah.
Like the people that I worked with were kind of transient. They'd come into town, hire me for work, and then they'd be gone, and then winter would come. You know, but then like out here, you kind of see, even when we were just doing the alumni brunch yesterday, you see people seeing each other that haven't seen each other for a while, giving each other hugs, and you know, being really appreciative of having other people in their presence. It's, yeah, no, it's definitely a different vibe.
When we talk about it being a soft place to land, like, yeah, it's a soft place to land to explore, but like there's no guarantees with any of this, which is true of anywhere, but just that element of it is that we all have to find where we are able to do the creative things that we want to do, and that that flourishes the best. And for some people it's LA and some people it's not. They come out here and they try it and it doesn't work.
You got to do the work and you got to put in the time. You know, when people show up to Berkeley, they're always like, I'm here, I can play the trumpet. And then you got like 80 other trumpet players that are like making you feel bad.
That's a moment.
And then when you graduate, kind of, I've talked to other people about this too, it's like you graduate, you decide to go where you're going to land, and then you're like, I'm here, give me my jobs that I'm gonna choose. Yeah. And then it's like, oh wait.
Yeah, you gotta this has been going on. That. Yeah. There's you gotta open the door, you gotta build the welcome mat, you gotta there's a process.
There's steps.
Yeah. 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 And those steps are what like teach you how you're gonna keep the career going.
How can alums engage with you all over here?
Oh, I mean, I feel like we're pretty accessible. We out here in these streets. I do want to talk to you. I'm not just going to email you back and forth. Yeah, I want to meet. I want to see your face. Right. I want to know you and what lights you up and what you see for yourself so that I can think about what I have to work with and how we can bring some of those pieces together. Because that to me is the magic of like this role is like how can we leverage this community and what we all honor as our legacy, and how can we see ourselves in it and continue that fabric.
Mm-hmm. No, and that also helps inform the programming that you two do out here.
Oh, it is the programming,
all the events. And, you know, one of the things that David Bogan said yesterday, I really liked when he was talking about people doing the QR code for the strategic plan input and stuff. And then he was just like, and if that's all too much for you, just come up to me after the program and tell me, you know?
Yeah. Walk up.
I think just like underlining like intentionality is really important when trying to connect, and it'll serve you best. Yes. For me, the biggest thing right now has been like the friend requests that don't have, if we haven't met and you're friend requesting, it's just really hard to know like, yo, what do you want? What do you need from me? Yeah. Especially in people, in for folks like Donna and I in the positions that we're in, like, we do want to connect, like, and if that's you asking to connect, I don't want it to be a missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. So please, if you're really seeking that connection, like, it's more than a friend request. Like, yeah. Reach out, let us know what it is that you're needing and that you're wanting to connect about something, and like, yeah, let's have that conversation.
You guys are already like talking about this, but what is one thing that you want alums to know?
Oh, that we are Berkeley. I don't know. I don't even know how many people even know this anymore, right? There's been staff out here for like over 30 years. And that has a big part of why there is this connectivity that we've been talking about, right? It's a legacy, right? Peter Gordon was out here for decades. And then Justine Taramino came in and she hired Zach. And then I came in after Sheila. Like, we are, there's a legacy of alumni building this community together. It's a co-created network. And it's so far from our mothership. And it's based on what we brought with us from Boston, but like, it is the LA community that had its own history, its own struggles, its own, like, how are we going to do this? Mm-hmm. This is a rare thing. Like, other higher eds don't have the party we had yesterday. I struggle to connect with other alumni affairs professionals. It's a completely different bag to have an institution recognize the value of just straight connectivity and community.
This kind of leads me to another question, which is my final question. I know I'm taking up the mic today, Jaquel.
That's okay.
I'm so interested. Why do people move out here to a place where there's no public transportation infrastructure or everything's really spread out, but no one wants to drive anywhere? Like, people are like, oh my God, that's like 30 minutes away. No way.
Yeah.
I would die if I was able to drive to Berkeley from my house in 45 minutes. Like, that would be, it would change my life. Mm. It would change my life. I would have so much more time. Yeah. People come out here and they don't want to drive.
It's traffic out here, though.
There's traffic everywhere. We live in Boston. There's traffic. Suck.
I think also it's very expensive out here. And so I think that it's not just the time, it's like the gas money and the like.
Yeah, the gas is expensive.
It's almost like everybody's on a real tight energy budget too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we will go if we know what we're going to get when we get there. Like, what is it? Can I assess it? Yes, it's what I want. Then I will put my resources in. The cost is not greater than the return. Great, mm-hmm. We'll do it.
Well, there you have it. Thank you both Donna and Zach for stopping by for this special episode of the podcast. We appreciate y'all.
Oh my God.
I love working with y'all. Y'all know that.
I love working with y'all.